Time now is 18 minutes to 9. At 9 o'clock this morning, the IPCC panel of climate change scientists from around the world will publish their report. It's the first global assessment since 2013. We've been hearing from the business secretary, Kwasi Kwarteng, about the government's plans to meet its targets to cut carbon emissions to net zero by 2050. But some Conservative MPs are concerned about the cost to consumers, especially those on low incomes. We're joined now by the former cabinet minister, Sir John Redwood. Good morning.
Good morning.
And now, one of the ways that the government hopes to meet its net zero targets is by relying on renewables. And they said this morning that they're making an announcement in the Humber region. This is government and private sector investment to improve a site located near Hull. What do you think of this kind of initiative?
Well, and the more initiatives, the better, because they set incredibly exacting targets. The UK has already done more than all the other advanced countries in reducing its carbon dioxide output. And I'm urging them to find things which make sense economically. We want things that create jobs and generate enough good value power that we can afford. And we need a new generation of green products that are popular. You know, it hasn't taken huge government subsidy intervention and laws to get people to go online for shopping or to go online for a lot of their home working now or to go online for quite a lot of their entertainment. People have willingly gone out and bought the pads and the smartphones and the laptops to power the digital revolution. We need the similar iconic products to power a green revolution, because you're not going to do this without the people. I'm also urging the government to make sure that COP26 points the finger at the right countries. You know, COP26 will only work if China now agrees to start to cut its massive output, 28 times the amount of the UK output. It will only work if the Biden plan comes forward and it's going to start to turn the corner on the US's 15%. Of total carbon output in the world. And it's only going to work if Germany, which puts out twice as much as we do, starts to take the issue seriously and closes down its coal power stations.
And those will be the discussions, I imagine, which will be taking place in the run-up to COP26 and at the conference itself. But on this question of what the UK is doing, and your view is clearly people that should be encouraged rather than forced to change their behaviour, but the government is certainly looking very seriously at the possibility of scrapping gas boilers in people's houses, which I discussed with Kwasi Kwarteng earlier. Do you think that they should steer away from doing that?
Well, I don't think they can. I mean, practically all of us rely on gas central heating and gas water heating above all else, because you need reasonable hot water in home to stay clean and to clean the property. And we don't all have the money or the will or the wish to have our homes disrupted in a very fundamental way to put in a heat pump. And there are still questions about how good the heat pumps are, let alone how affordable they are. So again, I would say to the government, work with industry to come up with solutions that people want to adopt. You know,
Kwasi Kwarteng talked about, he said there would be a transition.
Well, yeah, but I'm making a slightly different point, aren't I? I'm making the point that you're only going to get millions of people finding the money and putting a heat pump on their Christmas list if it's affordable and if it's better or if it makes sense. Otherwise, you have to wait for people's gas boilers to pack up and then you have to offer them a sensible alternative product. I don't think we got the products or the fitters out there yet for such a huge revolution. And so I would urge the government to work with the industry and to come up with something which is better and preferably cheaper, because people aren't looking for a major increase in their energy costs at the moment.
Would be an interesting choice, wouldn't it, for a Christmas list? Sir John Redwood, many thanks indeed for talking to us.